From Decrypt.co, this is Matthew Aaron. Today on the show, Grayscale secures $1 billion in Q3. Porn and yield farming. And the 10 most Bitcoin-friendly cities across America, coming up today in the Decrypt Daily. Good afternoon, everybody. Today is Wednesday, October 14th, 2020, and we are in the middle of the ACB, they're calling her this, ACB, Amy Coney Barrett hearings. This is day three, and I want to tell you, it's been pretty interesting. There's been a lot of great questions coming from the senators, Republicans and Democrats, great statements, and you know what? I want to say that ACB, which I guess we're calling her this, ACB to replace RGB, she's answering these questions very professionally, very well thought out. I'm not saying that I want the court to go 3-6 conservative or right-leaning, very right-leaning, but I will say that she has been handling herself very well within these proceedings. It's been very interesting to watch, and honestly, it's been civil. If you remember back to the Kavanaugh hearings, that was a debacle. That was a mess. That was a spectacle. That was honestly an embarrassment for the whole process, and especially for SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States. But this is redeeming itself from that spectacle last time. I want to say congrats to the Senate and ACB herself for running this with a bit of class. But with that said, I do want to say that she is a very smart, very thought out, very thoughtful, and a very good lawyer and judge. So when she speaks, we have to make sure that we understand that she says exactly what she wants to say. So to the LGBTQ plus community, I just want to acknowledge that when she said preference, she meant it. But this has been an interesting 3 days to listen and watch and really deep dive into her career, her judicial leanings, and the way that this whole process works. Speaking of a deep dive, let's go deep dive into our crypto prices. And I'm recording this at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bitcoin is sitting at $11,318.93. Ethereum, $374.65. Litecoin, $49.50. Chainlink, $10.70. And XRP, $24.7. And why am I not telling you how much it's up from yesterday? It's because I did not do the prices yesterday, so I don't know. Total market cap for all of cryptocurrency is $356.7 billion with a BTC dominance of 58.7%. And in our first order of news, Russia Telecommunication Services Regulator has blocked access to local Bitcoins. Wow, they're blocking local Bitcoins. They're blocking the local Bitcoins portal in the country. Thus far, however, it doesn't mean to have much of an impact on the usage. Russia is the P2P crypto exchange's biggest market. And my two cents, you can block the porthole or you can block the website of local Bitcoins, but remember, it's local Bitcoins. They'll be able to organize in many different ways than a website. And what are the repercussions of the indictment of BitMEX? According to Hester Pierce, aka Crypto Mom, she says that U.S. users of a crypto product expect enforcement of U.S. laws. And she says that message was made loud and clear. So anybody who's doing business in the United States, exchanges or otherwise, ICO, STOs, DEXs, or DeFi projects, this is saying that follow the law, register your security if it's a security, do KYC and AML, and don't launder money. It's better for us, it's better for you, it's better for the space. Do you live in one of the 10 most Bitcoin-friendly cities in America? Well, let's see. Poker.org did a deep dive into the cities with the largest crypto user base. Let's see what they said. Not a surprise. Los Angeles is the most Bitcoin-loving city in the U.S., according to Poker.org. Los Angeles leads the country with 17 businesses that accept Bitcoin, followed by New York with 13, San Jose with 6, Houston, San Francisco, Boston, Fort Worth with 5, and Dallas, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. with 4 each. They also looked at the industries that accepted Bitcoin as a payment. Most popular is financial services, followed by internet, prepaid cards, VPN hosting, which makes a lot of sense, computer games, currency exchanges, F&B with 3.5% of all F&B accepting Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and then going down to banking and mortgages. And finally, which cities have the most Bitcoin ATMs in it? Number one, Los Angeles, with 677 Bitcoin ATMs, followed by Chicago with 351, Atlanta 350, Houston also with 350, and Miami with 314. There's a top 10 list, I'm not gonna read them all. You can click the link in the show notes if you wanna know more. I wonder where Cleveland is on that list. Digital currency asset manager Grayscale Investments today announced that its digital asset investment report for Q3 of this year. The company revealed that it raised over $1 billion in investment products. In the lead is the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, or the GBTC, with an inflow of just under $720 million this quarter. Wowzers. Wow. Demand for other Grayscale products also have grown, with a total of 31% of inflows accounted for Q3 coming from its other projects, such as Grayscale Litecoin Trust and Grayscale Digital Large Cap Fund. Year-to-date investment for the Grayscale family products has surpassed $2.4 billion. This represents already double of what they had in 2003 to 2019, which was $1.2 billion. So what's a better combination than peanut butter and jelly? Well, obviously it's liquidity, yield farming, and porn. Duh. Swag.live has been a profitable company since 2017. It's a porn site, hard not to be profitable. But now they want to incentivize you to stay there even longer. And they created an incentive program called Squirt, where you can actively stake your swag to build, go through proposals, problem solve, and, well, earn more swag tokens. If you want to cash those out, you can cash them out to USDC or to Cream Token. I am really not making this up. This is linked in the description below. Swag, Cream, Squirt tokens incentivize you while you watch porn. Be part of the community. Get involved with crypto while you watch porn. It's a win-win. Between August 11th and September 14th, MicroStrategy, a business intelligence company, invested more than $425 million into Bitcoin. Then, a couple weeks later, on October 8th, Square, the company owned by Jack Dorsey of Twitter, filed suit and bought $50 million in Bitcoin. MicroStrategy's CEO, Michael Saylor, said that this is extraordinary, and even though Square has more money than God, this is a wonderful thing for the crypto space. He goes on to say that Wall Street are fast money dudes, and Wall Street will be thinking about how to get ahead of the next investor and follow Jack Dorsey's lead. This in turn can promote an avalanche of wonderful things that could happen, and all add up to this simple observation. Bitcoin is a good thing. It's a safe thing, and you might want to get some. And finally, following a Tesla giveaway scam, I'm going to do a PSA. This is a PSA for everyone. Listen, do not send your Bitcoin or cryptocurrency anywhere. If you see a contest, they said send us a little Bitcoin, don't. Win a Tesla, don't send anything. You send me one, I send you two. Don't send anything. It's a scam. Do not send your Bitcoin or cryptocurrency anywhere. And if you do send it somewhere, make sure it's to an exchange, which is an on-ramp or off-ramp that has KYC, AML, and is registered in your country. That is, that somebody did his due diligence to make sure that that is in a legitimate exchange. Besides that, do not send your cryptocurrency anywhere. Keep it in your wallet. Don't keep it in that exchange. Keep it in your wallet. Keep it in your ledger, your Trezor, or something like that. But don't send your crypto anywhere. Please stop it. People are getting rich by just making a simple tweet saying, you send me one Bitcoin, I send you two. Don't do it. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Aaron, and don't forget to subscribe, like, share, and comment on Apple Podcasts podcast app. Helps us stay visible, and it allows us to have a bigger reach so more people can get their daily crypto news. I'll see you tomorrow, and happy hodling, everybody.